I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. So in my various travels, I have driven past the Kentucky Speedway, which is where yesterday was the NASCAR event. It is out in the middle of the country. Like, it is, there's nothing around it. I'm sure they built the two hotels that are there for, like, race weekend, and that might be it. And Gator, like, as you get close to the track, the highway suddenly goes from two lanes to three lanes in both directions and all directions around it. But it's out in the middle of nowhere. And here's the question I have. Is, on your road trips or driving anywhere, have you ever rerouted or maybe taken the long way around a city or through a city because you wanted to see a stadium? Did you ever take a different path to drive past a stadium? Because I've probably only done this about 100 times. I'm road tripping somewhere, gotta go check out this stadium or that stadium. And it's always weird to be around them during, like, the off season, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, it's the middle of the summer, it's hot out, and I'm standing outside Camp Randall Stadium as a 10-year-old kid, which is one that I remember. I remember my family saying, we were driving, oh, let's go through Madison and see Camp Randall. I remember driving past, is it Memorial Stadium, the baseball stadium in Kansas City?
It's Kauffman now, but what was it before?
Well, I think it might have been Memorial, but you're right, it is Kauffman. That stadium, driving specifically on a freeway that we're like, all right, we'll go see that. I'm presuming you've done this in your life?
Yeah, I can. Oh, I remember specifically seeing my buddy who lived in New Jersey, but was working in New York at the time, and we went into the city, and I said, you know what? I've never seen Madison Square Garden. He goes, oh, let's go past it. And we drove past it. And I'm like, that's it? Because it was at night, and you don't really get a perspective of what it is at night because it's built into the ground. So you really don't, it's not like a typical arena that you would see, you know? So it was different. And I always thought, well, this is the most famous arena in the world. And it's from the outside. Just didn't do a whole lot. But yeah, I remember going to Pittsburgh. Well, you and I, when we drove to Pittsburgh, didn't we want to make sure we got a good look? Our hotel was kind of across the street from the stadiums there, but Heinz Field and PNC Park are right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'd been there one other previous time and when I drove in, I made sure that I went past the stadiums first before I went to the hotel when I was meeting up with a bunch of friends out there.
Driving through California, I don't know that I've ever been anywhere close to this place without saying, well, I'm going to drive by that. Every single time, the Rose Bowl. go by the Rose Bowl. Because, you know, there's freeways. I think you can see it on both the north and south end from two different freeways. But
yeah, first time I went to California, my friend he and his wife were driving me around. We did some sightseeing, and we were going to go someplace in Pasadena. And I said, hey, while we're here, can you do me a solid? And can we drive past the Rose Bowl? Like, oh, sure. I'm like, no. Michigan State hadn't, at this point, Michigan State had been in the Rose Bowl since, you know, 88. So, yeah, got a look at the Rose Bowl. That was another one we stopped by.
So what do you got? 248-539-9797. Stadiums that you went out of your way to drive past. And, you know, it could be anything. And I know this from driving past the Kentucky Motor Speedway, which, again, something eerie about it out of season stadium. Eerie's not the word, but you just know that when there's games going on, this is the center of attention, the place to be. There's excitement. You can sense it in the air. And then when you're there and it's completely empty, it's kind of a surreal feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
248-539-9797. Calls and tweets to the same number. Kang, I know you have done this.
Yeah, it wasn't really driving. I had visited a friend in Washington, D.C., and we were just kind of walking around, and I asked him to take a quick little detour downtown. We're on foot, and it was to see the Verizon Center. I don't think it's even called the Verizon Center anymore. It's where the Wizards and the Capitals play, but I guess it's in, like, not the best part of town. I think it might even be right, like, next to their Chinatown, which isn't too big, I don't think, but... He said, okay, you sure? It's not really anything special. I'm like, yeah, might as well. I mean, I like to see stadiums. You know what I mean? Where other teams play. If you're going to be there, you might as well check it out. So I said, let's give it a walk. So we walked by. I said, yep, you're right. It's not that special. Let's just continue finding some lunch. Where can we get some food around here? But yeah, I've done that with that place. When I was younger, I'd always heard about Wrigleyville and Wrigley Field, sorry, Gator. But I wanted to do that. And that's something everyone does, though, I think. That's an actual attraction of the city.
Not everyone.
But, yeah, the weirdest one for me would be the Verizon Center. No one ever says, hey, did you check out the Verizon Center? Like,
did I?
But like I said, it's not even called that anymore. Do you know what's called Gator, where the Capitals play? I'm not even sure.
I don't know. I'm sure it's corporate now.
Oh, you think?
Well, everything's probably. Corporate. I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Verizon Center wasn't corporate enough. That's when the good old days when it was just called the Verizon Center.
It used to be like the Cap Center in Landover, Maryland, wasn't it?
But no, I wish it was something more like scenic, though.
Here's one we have feedback. And again, text at 248-539-9797. We had a wedding in Appleton, Wisconsin. I drove about a half hour out of our way to drive past Lambeau. It's just got some quiet neighborhoods around there, like you're driving through a subdivision, and oh, there it is. Yeah. That's where the Ice Bowl was played, one of football's top cathedrals, right by a subdivision. And I've heard that. That's not the first one I've read or heard that. People have said you don't believe that the stadium is in the middle of a subdivision, and you know it's nothing is special. It doesn't feel like it's anything special, but 248-539-9797.
Let's go to the phones, and Matt is in Canton. Welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Doug and Gator. I love the show. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure.
Yeah, so I was out in Los Angeles for work, out in the Anaheim area. Saw both the stadiums out there, the Honda Center and where the Angels play. I can't remember the name of it. But the big thing on my bucket list was see the LA Memorial Coliseum. So, we took a really long way from Anaheim to LAX so that we could drive by. But that's just an amazing facade on the outside of that building.
It is. And that's right off a street as well. I mean, it's right. They're all off streets, but this one's just off of it's in the middle of Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's like a neighborhood.
Yeah. I remember going to, when Doug and I first started doing the show, we had a promotional event that ended up sending myself and a buddy of mine and a listener out to Los Angeles for a mixed martial arts fight at the Coliseum. And I remember we took a cab from the hotel down to the Coliseum, which wasn't that long of a cab ride, but the traffic was ridiculous. And the cab driver said, look, we can sit in traffic here for another half an hour, or you guys can just get out and walk four blocks. It's straight up there. We're like, oh, we'll walk. And I didn't realize it was right there. It was kind of cool to see. And you're right. Those columns are pretty impressive.
It is really impressive. And the other thing that's still there, I didn't know it was still there, the Forum, the LA Forum is still there.
Yeah, it is.
And is it really?
Passed by there too, yeah.
That's got a very distinct look.
It does have a distinct look. And wasn't it, who was trying to buy it? They had some issue.
Oh, that's right. It was... Weren't the Clippers going to buy it? Because they wanted to build their own stadium, but there was some reason they couldn't.
Somebody in New York owned it or something?
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
I forgot what it was. There was a story with it, yeah.
248-539-9797. What stadium did you go out of your way to see? Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 won a ticket. When you've been road tripping, when have you gone out of your way to see a stadium? This after watching the NASCAR race and realizing how many times I've driven past that Kentucky Speedway. It's kind of, if you're ever headed between Cincinnati and Louisville, Gator, it is on the north side of whatever that freeway is. I don't know what it is, but
I-75.
It might be. I think 75 keeps going south through Lexington, so I'm not sure it's 75.
Should I just throw a random number together?
What's that?
You should just throw a random number together.
Oh, yeah, you mean right there. The just 44? North of 73.
Yeah.
It might be 73, but anyway, let me look it up. And you know, it's just it's out in the middle of nowhere. And hey, man. 71, believe it or not. When have you gone out of your way to make sure you saw a stadium? And I got an interesting one here. This comes in via ticket text from Steve. Back in the 90s, we'd go to all the out-of-town NASCAR tracks, and we went to Martinsville, Virginia. You're literally walking down the street, and it dead ends at the racetrack. NASCAR would come in and rent out those houses and use them as their home base for the week and pay these homeowners real good money to move out of their homes for a month.
Yeah, it's like when we had the big golf events at Oakland Hills. Those people live right on Maple Road there. They rent those homes out for a pretty penny.
Do they?
Yeah. I bet people at the Detroit Golf Club rented out their homes for big money. Well, yeah, we know, I mean, right?
It's one of those things that one of the great benefits of living where you live is to be there for the event, and then you move out. But I guess if somebody's going to, like, pay your mortgage for a year, you just might do it. 248-539-9797.
Michael is in Grand Blanc. Michael, welcome to 97 on the ticket.
Hey, thank you very much. First time, long time. About a year ago, my company sent me down to Rochester, Indiana, which is the literal middle of nowhere, to one of my sister facilities. And I actually arranged to stay up in South Bend just solely for the purpose of seeing the Notre Dame Stadium, getting to walk around campus, and ended up having to drive about an hour and a half each way every single day I was down there. But man, what an awesome area. South Bend was amazing to stay in.
The campus is beautiful.
The campus is great. The town,
yeah. The campus is fantastic.
They were open in Rochester, Indiana. Doesn't have a lot of those besides.
I was about to say, it might be better in Rochester.
Well worth it.
It might be better in Rochester. I drove once out of my way to go past the old Rosenblatt Stadium in Nebraska, where they used to hold the College World Series. I had some friends that went out of their way once to go to Williamsport and go past the Little League World Series Stadium.
Where is Williamsport?
Pennsylvania.
I know that, but where in Pennsylvania?
Yep.
Eastern Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania?
I think it's in Eastern, but I really don't know for sure. But I'm 95%. I seem to recall looking it up once, and I'm almost positive it's like Harrisburg. Go to Harrisburg and then keep going. Does that help?
Sure.
All right.
I just want to make sure it wasn't anywhere near Pittsburgh, is what you're saying.
So the MLB, Major League Baseball's Twitter page, tweets out 19-year-old at Riley21 Green out here robbing homers with a ghost face emoji. Because Riley Green and the Tigers inter-squad scrimmage pulled one back off the bat of CJ Cron today. One of the first replies with the googly eyes, like the wide-eyed emoji, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them lined up next to each other, comes from none other than Mike Trout.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, he's trending right now, Riley Green is.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, you can see it by going to at DougAndGator971, but Tigers inter squad scrimmage. Fun to see this morning. I happen to be streaming it live while we were doing the show.
I am surprised, Doug, and I'm going to rectify this problem right now. And
okay.
Consider it rectified. You didn't have us following Riley Green to this point?
No.
Wow.
Wow. You've made that change.
I did. I did. And now I'm shaming you on the air for it.
I'm quite all right. Here's from an unnamed texter. I'm sorry, from Don in Highland Township. Churchill Downs in Louisville and the old Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto and the Field of Dreams in Dubuque. These are places he road tripped out of his way to see.
It's quite a triangle.
from Jim. Yeah, I hope I was on the same. I can't have been on the same trip. Went an hour out of my way when working in California to go past Pebble Beach. Had lunch on the veranda overlooking the 18th green. I walked around the course and did a pretend swing on the first tee, 300 right down the middle. Strange that you can walk the course. It was awesome.
That would be one place if I was in that neck of the woods. No doubt I would want to see it. No
go
question.
Back, check it out. Yep, I've been there once on our honeymoon. And we stopped there and weren't there long, but we checked it out.
Did you get busy on the course?
What's that?
Did you get busy on the course?
No. I'm going to say this quietly because she may hear, but she wasn't feeling well that day. And we were on the putting green and she had a reversal.
Oh, no.
Right there on the putting green. There was a trash can.
Vomiting?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. She can't. How could she hear? You have headphones on.
Well, she can't hear you, I guess. But
right.
And she just got in from doing some shopping, so I know she's not listening. Nobody tell her. Yeah, she had a reversal on the putting green at Pebble Beach.
Nice. Well, at least she found a receptacle to put it in.
Ooh, this is true.
Yes.
Matt and Wesleyan, the Giants play and ended up getting an amazing Giants play. I mean, does he mean the field the Giants play? End up getting an amazing tour of the field, locker rooms, and whole stadiums. One of the coolest sports experiences I ever had. I feel like we just got half a text. Giants play. And I ended up getting an amazing tour of the locker room. What is it, 3Com or 3M or...
Whatever the hell it is.
Whatever it is.
San Francisco Giants and not the New York Giants.
I'm presuming that's what he means.
That'd be a stadium I'd like to see as well.
Ryan in Detroit, on my trip to San Francisco, flew into Oakland to see the Coliseum. Such a crap building.
No one's arguing that.
Yeah, the Oakland.
No one's
Alameda
ever argued
County,
that.
That's one of those, in this day and age of stadiums, it's hard to believe that that place survived. It's still around.
Well, it's amazing when you consider that the Raiders left.
Yep.
And then came back all those years later, and now they left again. But it speaks volumes to how cheap the Oakland Athletics organization is, too. That they haven't done anything. They built a new stadium. That stadium's been there forever. They haven't built a new one. It's awful. They section off the whole upper deck because they can't sell it out, and you know they don't. Their payroll is ridiculously low.
Is it the last of the cookie cutter multi sport 70s circular stadiums?
I would say yes, except isn't the new Comiskey or whatever they call it out there? Isn't it kind of the same thing?
Well, it's not a multi sport.
I suppose it's not multi sport. Correct.
I mean, you had when we were younger, there was
Anaheim.
There was Anaheim, there was Three Rivers, there was Riverfront, Jack Murphy, there was Philly, Veterans Stadium. I think Shea originally had multiple sports played in it.
Said Three Rivers, yeah.
Atlanta, Fulton County Stadium.
That's right, Fulton County.
All these giant circular football and baseball stadiums.
Tiger Stadium.
Tiger Stadium was way before the big circle, only the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum exists. I think.
Only the strong survive, Doug. What a gem. Larry's in Brighton. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call, guys. So sure. 2 years back, I got transferred to Atlanta, and part of my territory was where a certain major golf tournament is being held. So I drove to Augusta. And I don't know if either one of you have been there. I was sorely disappointed because it's all gated. I thought it would be like Oakland Hills where you could see a hole or not. But I still wanted to see where Augusta was, you know, Augusta Golf Course. And it was a little disappointing, but I took a picture of the gate, and the guard wouldn't let me go. I thought you could go down Magnolia Lane or something. So I was on naive in that one. But Augusta was mine when I moved to Atlanta. I had to go see where that golf course that was played.
Well, in Oakland Hills, you can't really – I mean, it's – it's right there in Maple and Losser, and you can't really stop on Maple or on Losser because it's traffic to try to get a view along the fence line.
But you can at least see a hole gator there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You couldn't see anything here.
You got to slow down and check it out. And right now it's all under construction. But yeah.
Isn't it too, like Augusta, was your experience that it was like on a street where there were like strip malls and a McDonald's and all of a sudden
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but it was not in the best neighborhood.
Which is, you know, so weird.
Yes, across the street. I mean, it was like, you're right, terrible.
It's so weird.
So, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.